This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Senator Berkman, you've teamed up with Democratic State Senator Andy Menar to introduce a bill that would make it easier for new political parties and independent candidates to get on the ballot. So how would this work exactly?
Well, you got to go backwards and remember that the playing field is very uneven today. The playing field protects the established political parties, Republicans and Democrats, and says that there's a set of rules in place for those two political parties that are favorable to them, and there's a different set of rules that apply to new political parties, third parties, whether it be Libertarian, Green, you name it. It's a different set of rules, and that different set of rules are very difficult for those other political parties and candidates to adhere to. So what we propose is to level the playing field and to say what's good for Republicans and Democrats is good for other political parties. This is an effort that, look, the political leaders of the established parties, Republicans and Democrats, they're not going to like this. They wrote the rules. They created this two-class system where if you're not one of them, you have to apply to a different set of rules. I think that's very unfair. I think that more people running for office is good. I recognize that more people running for office could be bad for Republicans. I think that was, you know, if you looked at Rahner's campaign last year, he worked very hard to make sure third party candidate Sam McCann did not have ballot access, right? Or at least did not become a challenger to him. Sam McCann would say, well, the rules were really skewed against me. The whole system was skewed against me, including the rules of how I qualify as a candidate. So I propose to change that. And in doing so, again, I recognize that more candidates for public office is good. Competition is good. The result of competitive elections is the public is better served. And this bill, again, attempts to level the playing field. It's bipartisan. I'm working with Senator Menar on it. Not the first time he and I have worked together.
Education being some other examples.
Yeah. So I think this is a good government initiative. It's something that's good for the public. And given the bipartisan support, look, I think it's an uphill battle, right? Because when the political leaders are against you, it's tough.
Yeah. How do you get buy-in from legislative leaders on something like this? So what is going to be your approach with Senator Menar?
Well, I think we have to appeal to the common sense of most voters who look at this and say, hey, this just makes sense. A lot of voters are Republicans and or Democrats. They may view themselves in those buckets, but they'd still look at this and say, hey, regardless of my own political persuasion, the same as Berkman saying here, this just looks to be unfair and we ought to fix it. And then particular to those who identify with, third parties, again, Greens and Independents and Libertarians, I think they look at this as meaningful. And I hope, and in fact, I've talked to some of our, third party candidates and activists locally.
The McLean County Libertarian Party actually issued a statement supporting your work on this bill, and not easy to get praise from the Libertarian Party as a major party candidate here.
But glad to have it, yeah. Right? And I've worked with the Libertarian Party before on other initiatives, and I think this is one where they're right. And I'm glad to run, to try to move this bill forward.
That's State Senator Jason Berkman, a Republican from Bloomington. He joins us nearly every month on Sound Ideas.